Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Film Reel podcast, where Tommy and Connor chat about the movies and shows that we love with some interesting guests along the way. On today's episode, we thought it'd be fitting to talk about the TV shows that we love, while also hearing about some of the favorites of our guests today. So, Connor, give us a little rundown on your favorite TV shows.
Yeah, there's a kind of a mix of things, but I've written down some of my top favorites and some things I've like kind of started rewatching.
Yep.
So Midnight Mass I saw and it came out.
Oh, that's Mike Flanagan. Great. Yeah,
that's the first Mike Flanagan show I've ever watched.
So underrated, yeah.
So good. So flipping creepy.
That great censorship there. Yeah. That was really good.
just like some bits are like just really disturbing. But the then as more recently though, on Netflix, Blue Eye Samurai.
I see.
It's a great animation.
I'm really behind the game.
Such a good show. Has a very good cast as well. Like they it's very westernized, but they do a good job, I think, as far as I'm aware, of like kind of not making it like the whole style of it is very Japanese, but then they just have an American cast.
Yeah, and they have Kenneth Branagh voicing
a Northern Irish guy
as a villain.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's so funny hearing him threaten all these like shogun people. It's fucking brilliant. And I'm rewatching IT Crowd.
Oh, gotcha.
Absolute classic.
Yeah. Yeah, IT Crowd is definitely up there for me as well. I mean, just because it's still on the top of my head, Succession recently, it had its final season this year, and it's literally like it. I wouldn't say it's Breaking Bad level of like, like pure perfection in terms of its arc, but it's pretty close. It's like really, really good. And recently, as of a couple of weeks ago, I just finished my third rewatch of The Office.
I haven't even watched it once.
The American Office. So yeah, that's what I do in my free time. I just watch The Office over and over again. But yeah, I think recently I've been watching that new Squid Game show.
Oh yeah.
Which is surprisingly really good. The new batch of episodes just came out. I haven't gotten a chance to jump into them yet.
Oh, so it's not like released in one go?
No, they're doing a weird thing where they release the first five.
Okay.
And then like a week later they release four.
Yeah.
And then, like, in the middle of December, they're releasing the finale.
Yeah.
So I think Netflix really wants to do the weekly thing, but they'll get shouted at if they do. Yeah. But anyway, I don't mind the whole weekly thing, but
yeah,
that's how it is. But I think at this point now, we should move on to a very special guest.
Oh, absolutely.
We have Mr. Kieran Brennan. Did you like that, Kieran?
Oh,
that
was
just
it.
For
that
you.
Was great. Just for me. Feels so special. Little guest on the show.
So, Kieran, we're here to talk about our favorite shows, and there's something happening in the pop culture ethos right now that I feel like is very close to your heart, and we wanted to have you on to talk about it. So, Kieran, your favorite show, please.
Doctor Who, easily, and it's back. It's back on our TV screens and people care again. They haven't cared for 10 damn years. I don't know what the swearing is on this podcast.
I don't know.
No one knows. Great.
Sorry, Diog.
But it's back and it's incredible and everybody's loving it again and everyone's talking about it for the first time in so long, so it feels not weird to enjoy it. There was an episode the other day, people texted me asking what I thought, you know? People are willing to come out and talk about Doctor Who again. It's crazy.
And what first brought you to it, and why is it so important to you?
It was a family show, man. My dad showed it to me when it came back on the air in like 2005.
Nice, yeah.
When I was like 4 years old.
Eccleston.
It was Chris Eccleston there, you know? Chris. It was a specific episode, Father's Day from series one, still stuck in my head. As like, I remember watching it and being like freaked out. There's a David Tennant episode the next year where, you know, the Ood are these aliens that have like big spaghetti tentacly mouths
and they talk through the little orby thing
through little orbs. It's a whole thing. There's like a bit in an episode where they're crawling through a vent and I like little 5-year-old
Kieran
freaked out and ran into the kitchen and like hid under my table, you know. That type of show.
There's some scary stuff. Like I remember I was telling Tommy a while ago, there's an episode Blink. Classic. Probably the scariest episode. I rewatched it over the summer. I was like, oh yeah, Blink's going to be really scary. I rewatched it. I was like, not as scary as it was when I was a kid, but still, like it was disturbing. Like, had an eerie feeling.
And it has that girl from Promising Young Woman.
Carrie Mulligan.
Carrie Mulligan's
in it. Oh, really?
She's like the star of the whole episode. Doctor Who's also great for that. There's so many British actors in it. Like, everybody's there. Andrew Garfield's in it.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
What?
Yeah.
That, was it Daniel Kaluuya? Is he in it? I think he's in it. I think he's in Planet of the Dead.
Yeah, 10 episodes. There's a lot of like now big time actors that are like had kind of side main characters.
Maisie Williams is in it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she has a special though. That's like a whole special arc.
No, she's in like a couple episodes. She's in like
it was like a whole. I don't know.
It was a series arc.
I wasn't watching that. That's where I kind of dropped off once Matt Smith went.
Everybody dropped off, but me.
Yeah.
It's like The Walking Dead and me. I followed that show for a long time.
Yeah. That show, oh no, I'm not going back to that.
I'm looking forward to the new show that's
coming out. Yeah, the Rick and Michonne one. I'll tune in for that.
Did you watch the Daryl one?
Nope.
I did.
Was it good?
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you finish it? No.
I did not. I will not.
Anywho. I'm really showing my ignorance here in the Doctor Who thing, because for our listeners out there, we have Kieran, who is Doctor Who. We have Connor, who's pretty well versed, probably not as well versed as Kieran, but pretty well versed. I have never seen a single episode.
Which is a sin, Kieran, isn't it? It's a sin.
What's he doing?
For our listeners, Kieran just thumped at the table. Yeah, that's not a sound effect. That was
real anger.
That was special effects, not VFX.
So Kieran, I am a huge sci-fi fan, but I've just never jumped into Doctor Who. I feel like I'd really like it, but as a Doctor Who fan, pitch to me why I should jump. Why now? Why now?
Well, you say sci-fi, Tommy, but think about other genres. Think about, do you like horror?
Yeah.
Do you like westerns?
Yeah.
Do you like pirates?
Yeah.
Medieval times?
Murder mystery?
Yeah, I love
murder
all those mysteries. Things. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, Doctor Who's not just sci-fi. In fact, it's all of those things. Its unique episodic format allows for different genres to be explored in different episodes. It's fantastic. Everything's unique. It's a new story.
Kieran's dreamt this speech in his sleep.
I was thinking about this last night. I went to bed. But it's incredible. There's so many different things you can take the characters. It's a little machine that travels in time and space for anybody who doesn't know. Tommy, I'm sure you've at least heard that.
Yeah. I know it's like the box thing?
The blocks. The big blue box.
The big blue box. It like goes...
Yeah.
great effect. They should use Tommy's for their special effects over there.
Yeah.
That's the disguise of that. That's the TARDIS. That's the ship that the Doctor and his companion, he always has at least one companion, we call him. Yeah. It's a fan term.
He's kind of treated like the way in like DC, like Batman is like looked down for adopting all these kids because he puts them all at risk for being like Robin. Where like, former companions give out to the Doctor about having new companions, like, you're ruining these people's lives.
Yeah, because at the end of it, all the companions, you know, they're changed. And does that make the Doctor a good person if he's changing these great people?
Wow.
Yeah, like one of the first ones, I think it's like maybe episode 2 or 3 with Chris Eccleston.
Yeah.
And they go to this like satellite thing in like way in the future above Earth.
Yeah,
and Billy Piper's character Rose, the boyfriend.
You believe Seven. You know it's Seven.
Yeah. She wants something like she they're all like seeing this weird futuristic stuff and this guy's like tagging along and he wants to have, I can't remember what the reason for it was, but it's like a port in your forehead to access to your brain, and this random Earth dude just gets it and then he gets sent back home to his mom and she's like, oh, it's like you went to the shops and you're back just like that, and snaps her fingers and she just screams, you're seeing her son's brain exposed.
Like, it's full on.
Oh.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to cut it.
And you said this was a family show when you first came on. It was like, this is a family
show. That's the thing. That's
it?
Like the best thing, man. It's a family show. They don't make family shows anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Everything's aimed at either like just purely children or like edgy teenagers and adults, you know? Yeah. There's nothing that everybody can sit down and watch. And Doctor Who is that. It like maybe will push the boundaries of PG or some shit.
Yeah.
But like, I said shit.
Well,
it's been done.
Damn,
but like it's pushing the boundaries of PG in some aspects. It sometimes, but like it's never too scary for like children to watch. You know, children love watching it. It's good to get scared when you're a kid.
Exactly. Yeah. Got to toughen you up.
I'm sold. We have the 60th anniversary happening right now.
This Saturday is episode two, special two.
Oh, okay, cool.
Catherine Tate's back. Yeah.
So David just Tennant's watch back. Like 180 episodes in the next week, and you'll be caught up.
No, next day. Yeah. You gotta be catching up right special. Now.
Huh? There's a third special next week, next Saturday as well.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
If he wants to know why David Tennant's back,
I'm trying to give him a chance.
Nice. All the way back to Chris. Go start from Chris.
We're coming up on the end of the show here now, but Kieran, where should I start with Doctor Who? Should I start all the way at the beginning? Should I start with Christopher Eccleston?
I'm going to start with Christopher Eccleston type of guy. Okay, I think it's very much like a... if you enjoy the first episode, you'll end up loving it by the time it gets like properly good. Which Amazing. Doctor Who being episodic sometimes can be rocky, but hey,
yeah,
there's benefits to that.
Like, there's the odd kind of filler feeling episode, but like, what show doesn't have that?
It's common.
Okay.
I was trying to make it light on him, but okay.
Well, I'm sold. And I think anyone who is listening to our podcast right now is also sold. So I think Doctor Who's viewership is going to go up after this. Anywho,
I took my job.
That was Kieran Brennan. Kieran, we have a great outro music for you coming up right now. Thanks everyone for listening. Much appreciated. We'll see you in the next one. Kieran, thanks so much. Connor, always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, everyone.
Thank you.